time to say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our first City Hall update of September 2026, Mayor. Good morning.
Indeed. Good morning, Joe.
Flip those calendars over if you still use them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And election day, too, today as well, primary election day.
Yeah, it's certainly a lot of interest in some of those races. I hope people do get out and take advantage of the privilege they have and support your candidate.
Absolutely. All 31 precincts are up and running here in Quincy, and the election workers are ready and waiting to assist you.
It's absolutely
going to be a lengthy ballot in November. There are 9 ballot questions.
I know, it's getting crazy.
It'll be very interesting, yeah. Speaking of candidates, I understand the governor was in town yesterday.
Yeah, Governor Mara Haley, she stopped by the Kennedy Center, said hello. A number of seniors are out there doing their thing, whether it was yoga class, the cafe, or the music room. She did a nice job greeting the seniors and speaking to them on the issues of the times, affordability and health care. Spoke glowingly about our senior center. She says it's certainly a model for the state. She did spend some time with each of the seniors, and they share with her how important that place is to them, particularly a lot of elderly that have lost their spouse. You know, the senior center becomes a real second home, and they build friendships, and it's really a great, great spot. So, yeah, it was good to see her, and spoke to her a little bit on the side of a couple of other issues, and I expect she'll be back at some point. But it was good to see her.
Very good. And one of the issues, I'm sure, will be the MBTA. Interestingly, the Red Line, Quincy's portion at least, is 55 years old today.
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember as a kid when I first came through, and they were doing free rides. I know the neighborhood kids and I, we were jumping on and testing it out. It was a lot quieter back then.
Yes. And some of the cars are still in service, or were anyway.
Yeah, we call it now the Rattler because of the rattle noise it makes. But yeah, they're slowly being replaced. That whole issue with the contract, I really messed up with the tariffs and then, of course, the economy in general. So, But it's back on track and they're replacing. I forget how many a month, but it's going to take a couple of years, but we're getting there.
Yeah. Anything more on the new Quincy Center station to report?
I had that conversation with the governor yesterday. I'm in a little tricky spot because I technically, under the ethics law, I can't talk about Quincy at the board level because I the mayor of Quincy and I'm supposed to be representing all districts. So it's a little tricky. I got to be a little careful how we do that. Mm-hmm. But I did have a conversation with the governor, and I'm hoping that she follows up and we'll see some, at least the design, come to a conclusion. I mean, we'll have to continue to look for additional funding for construction, but at least get the design done. And then you get some cost estimates off the design and we can work from there. But I think we're getting close with it. But the T has had a rough few years. And there's a lot of attention being paid on a lot of areas of the T. Rightfully so. It's been neglected for a long, long time. So getting this the attention here has been a little more challenging because of the issues they've had on the tracks. So we'll get there.
Yeah. So also today is also the anniversary of the birth of the T in 1897. So that just goes.
Yeah, first in the country. I think Park Street's the oldest station, subway station in the country.
First in North America, actually. So includes Canada as well. Yeah.
Well, I think they had an issue when they started. They hit a gas line or something. There was some kind of a major issue when they were digging for the subway, and it almost stopped it completely. Hmm. But of course, New York went on to build a massive one. But the T has been a major part of the way of life in the metropolitan Boston area. I mean, it gets people to and from work. It's very important economically. It gets people to their sports games, to their medical appointments. It's huge. California spent their time in those years, building highways and roads, and now they're trying to do trains. So it's an important part of the economy. It really is.
Sure. I was hoping we could talk a little bit this morning, Mayor, about a plan to make some improvements out at Squaw Rock Park and at the Nickerson Post.
Yes, indeed. It's funny, going through some of the files, our picture of my dad, who was then park commissioner in 1974 with Mayor Hannon, Boston park commissioner, and City Council Fred Langone, shaking hands out there, really sealing the deal when Quincy bought it from Boston, again, back in 1974. Mm. And so it has a history, and the Nickerson Post has been there throughout. Yeah, so they've been the longest serving tenant, if you will, in Squaw Rock. But, you know, as we've talked about, we connected with the Massachusetts tribe when we started talking about the Quincy 400 years ago. And if you might remember, Joe, the kids at Broad Meadows Middle School really found the tribe and learned about the history of the tribe and its relationship to Broad Meadows and Squaw Rock and the Hummock. They were like sacred grounds to them. So, you know, we reconnected, and, you know, I said I would love to partner with them and to preserve their history. It's part of our history. So one of the commitments I made was we'd put one in one of the buildings out there. It would be their place to call home. We'll do a lease with the Park and Rec Board for now, and see how it goes over long term. Mm. And so, you know, it would be the Nickerson Post, and it would be Massachusetts tribe that would call, you know, Squaw Rock their homes. Our plan calls for, I don't know if you've been out there, Joe, but the whole edge along the road is really all eroding away. It's all gravel. There's no, like, formal way to park. You park up in the embankments. Mm. So we're going to dress up the outside with new curbing, sidewalk, and then fix that roadway in that section. Then there'll be a new entrance going into the park, more in the center of the of that stretch there. Yeah, and then a new parking lot. Right now they park on the grass, they park on the gravel on the edges, they park all over the place when there's an event out at, you know, the Nickerson also has that small function room which serves the community, community meetings. Today it's using for election, so it has a great value. So cleaning it up, putting a new drainage system in, one of the smaller building comes down, it opens that up a little bit more. There'll be more plantings, trees, and shrubbery. So at the end of the day, it's probably comes out about a wash as far as the impervious material, because you had a building on part of where the parking lot will be, and the edges of the lawn areas were all turned to gravel because they were parking on them anyway. Mm. So we cleaned it up. We'll clean it up. The design cleans it up, certainly. Curb the inside. It'll be drainage. And then we'll talk about, and Commissioner Murphy will talk about the master plan for the whole park, which really the goal is to clean up all the invasives in a big way. It's really out of control out there, the sumac, the poison ivy, et cetera. Work on the trails. There's some tricky spots because there's some pretty serious slopes out there, and you could fall off one of those edges. So some fencing and guardrail. And then new plantings, of course. We're not talking about any formal fields or anything out there. Mm-hmm. Just keep it in its natural state and beautify it.
Okay, so would the Massachusetts tribe be inside the same building as the Nickerson Post?
No, there'd be a separate building.
I see.
Right now, there's three buildings there.
I see.
So take one down. Nickerson Post stays where they are, and the tribe gets one of the other buildings.
I see. What's in that building now?
Well, it's vacant now. That's okay. Where early intervention was. Their lease was up.
Yes.
And both sides agreed not to renew, and they've located somewhere else for the program.
I see. Okay. So, and as I understand, the funding for the project is from the lease that you have with Quarry Hills?
Yeah, this 40% of the revenue that comes in goes toward an account that can be used for DPW-related activities, so this fits it perfectly.
I see. So there is a community meeting we want to let folks know about this tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Kennedy Center, right?
Yeah, Kennedy Center is a little bigger, and I believe there was something already scheduled at Nickerson, so yeah, it'd be the Kennedy Center. So we welcome people to come.
Okay, and is there a kind of a timeline in mind for when this might move forward?
Well, we have out to bid now the parking lot piece, the building down in the very near future as well. So the infrastructure portion will get done, and then we'll chip away at the rest of it in the park, the invasives and other plantings, and guardrail. And we certainly want to get folks' input on the park, how they use it. I know a lot of dog walkers use it. We'll see what they have to say.
Sure. Very good. And also, Mayor, we want to remind folks about the Labor Day weekend fireworks show in Quincy.
Yes, indeed. As part of our 250th celebration this whole year, as you know, we've done a lot of extra programming this year. We're not competing with Quincy 400. That certainly was a special year. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, we felt it was also time to recognize them. Working the men and women who really built this country, whether they worked in the granite industry, the shipyard, the trades, several of the manufacturing facilities that used to dot the map throughout Quincy for many, many decades. So, and of course today, you know, all the trades that work so hard on all the buildings we see going up. So, you know, there are a lot of people that contributed to the success of this country, and certainly, the Adams Hancock and that whole story is very, very important. But we felt that also to recognize the everyday men and women who really built this country, built the city, and built the country. So Sunday night, around 8-ish, a little after, I know it's darker early, you know, which is we're going in the wrong direction. But in the heart of Quincy Bay, there'll be a beautiful fireworks display in honor of their contributions in building our nation.
Very nice. And the long-range forecast looks very nice right now for that, so hopefully that will hold.
Oh, good. I haven't even looked.
Yes. So we hope that will hold out, certainly. It was perfect for Flag Day this year, so hopefully we can have a
tour. It really was.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Thanks for your time, Mayor. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Take care, Joe.
Bye-bye. It's Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.